afternoon.
Good morning, Vietnam.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome to the Decent People Podcast.
I am your host, co-host.
I'm your host, KJ Russell.
KJ Russell.
No, you're...
And I'm the one who bought everything and spent 3 hours staring at the computer trying to figure out how to make this work.
The moral support. And the better looking one.
And you figured out how to make this work in 10 minutes.
It's true. He was having a panic attack for like 2 hours while I was gone at a photo shoot. And I came home and made it work in sub 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Anyways.
We will learn more about why I think I'm actually a 40-year-old man. Disguised as a 23-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get to that.
That's a very integral part of our marriage and our relationship is...
Mm-hmm.
We'll get into it. Let's begin. So this is the Decent People Podcast, and you're all probably wondering what the heck that means, and I'll do my best to use the word heck, and
heckin'.
Dang it, and
Durn
freaking,
it.
And shiz. We're going to do our best.
But we will slip.
Yeah.
Guaranteed.
So we'll do everything we can not to get the little red E next to our podcast. But KJ, would you like to explain the idea behind where the Decent People came from?
Yes, I do. So basically, I'm a fairly political person. Like a lot of the
commence eye roll.
Whatever. I just kind of pay attention to politics lately in this whole PC culture, and I saw a lady at the gym. And I've heard about this shirt. She said just the future is female. I was like, yeah, women are great. Women birth every single human being ever came out of a woman.
PSA, he's not discounting feminism with this statement.
I'm not discounting feminism at all.
Have to bring that in. This idea is a side note to feminism.
Side note to feminism. That the future is decent people. All decent people everywhere can be... Do awesome things.
Whether they be female or male.
Male, or female, black, white, Asian,
LGBTQ,
Hispanic.
LGBTQ, non-binary,
conservative, liberal.
Yep.
Everybody can be a decent person. And that's kind of a lot of the points we want to, not stress, but we'll talk about every now and then, is that just because you have religious, political views doesn't make you a bad person. Or make you a good person. Very true.
Just
depends.
Because you're religious doesn't mean you're an angel.
Right.
Very good. Anyways, point. We'll dive into that way more as the podcast goes on. This is more of a lighthearted get to know the two of us episode. Did I interrupt you? Did you have anything else to say?
No. Well, I was just gonna say later on you'll see that we're gonna try to talk and interview some decent people
decent
we find
people.
That
yeah.
we know of, and hopefully we can bring in outside people. We see on the news.
Yeah.
Somebody does a decent thing.
Yep. Like pick a dog up off the street, like a stray dog. That's like the most decent thing you can ever do.
Yeah. We're going to come up with some rules about being a decent person.
But yes.
We have
I
a
agree.
Few of them, but we'll probably talk more about that next time.
Yes. So let's begin our little Q&A. We posted a little like questions tab on our Instagram stories asking people what questions they wanted to ask us. Okay, so we got four questions that were kind of in the same like category, and so we figured we'd loop them all together. The four questions were: tell us the story of how you met, tell us your love story, your first date, and your proposal story. So I figured KJ and I could kind of, you know, tag team it up and talk about every single moment since the day we met. Just kidding.
Thanks.
So I'll start throwing it back to sophomore year of high school. We both attended Highland High School in Gilbert, Arizona, and I met KJ's little brother.
Made out with my little brother.
I'm getting there. You just... All
right. For a few weeks.
No! Okay. I dated KJ's little brother for 3 weeks. We were 15 years old. It's like the most elementary of relationships there has ever been. And then that was that. And KJ had a girlfriend at the time. He was a senior. I went to his mission call opening. Didn't think anything of him. He had like he had kind of like a Justin Bieber haircut, but it was like really curly.
It was better.
And he wore like Rock Revival jeans. and like rolled them at the ends, kind of like, shh. No, did you not roll them?
No.
Okay. You dressed kind of goofy, you know? I mean, it was fine for the times, but goofy. I didn't like look at you and think, well, damn. I mean, dang.
Wow.
Shoot. We're already. Here comes the E. Anyways.
I think it takes more than that, but.
I hope so. I hope one we'll stray worry damn about it is. Later. Anyways, so that was the first and only time I saw KJ during high school. And then I graduated. I had just gotten out of a relationship, and 10 days later, our friends set us up on a date. And KJ, would you like to tell our first date story?
Well, we went with a couple.
Don't drop names.
No name drops?
I don't think we're supposed to.
Well, you know who you are.
Yes.
We went, there was a YSA event.
Which, for those who do not know what YSA stands for, adult. Yes, it's a young single adult. It's like for the young single adults in the LDS church.
Yes. So we could all pair off and make babies.
That's the idea.
That's the premise.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we went to this ranch rodeo shindig.
Mm-hmm.
A honky tonk, some might call.
Which is perfectly aligned with what the rest of our marriage has been.
Yes. And we went up there. We saw a dog.
Uh-huh.
We were waiting in line for the hayride. Didn't get to go on the hayride.
We were like the last people in line, and we got up to the front, and they're like, sorry.
Yeah, but they let us pet the dog.
Mm-hmm.
And then
we went back to your house.
I asked her if she liked to dance, and I said, she said, oh, yeah, I love dancing. I was like, oh, well, I hate dancing.
I should have called it off right there. I should have just, oops, sorry, got to catch an Uber. Bye.
Hey, well.
I'm kidding. It's fine.
You wouldn't have.
I'd have a husband that dances with me. This cat.
You
We're
guys.
Have to, we need to get into that.
We will introduce you to our cat.
Yes.
Later.
But this question is already taking us like 4 minutes to answer, so we need to get a roll on. So we went back to KJ's house. Watched Benchwarmers, pivotal movie in our
crucial
in our love story. Absolutely pivotal. Drop your favorite Benchwarmers quote. Ready, set, go. You're still out. You're still fat.
Still fat.
It's okay if you
must be steroids and macaroni.
There it is. Okay. All right. And then because everybody wants to know, I kissed him first.
Nobody was asking.
Confidence and bravery. And also I'm terrified of awkward situations. And anyways. Okay. Our love story. After our first date, we hung out every single day.
Literally every single day
up until probably after we'd been married for 3 months was like the first time we were ever separated.
She went to Disneyland.
That was while we were still engaged. Or no, that was while we were still dating. But we don't tell people that because then it means that we broke our streak. Except for we just admitted it on our podcast.
So a dozen people probably don't realize that.
Don't even give us a 12. That's too many. I bet we get 3 listeners. 3. And it's going to be my mom, your mom,
and
your grandma. Yeah, we hung out every single day, went on a couple vacations together. I got violently ill on our first vacation together. Threw up all over my braids.
You passed out in the parking lot.
I did pass out in the parking lot.
Oh, I caught you.
You caught
you
me.
You almost fell.
That was very romantic. Anyways, that's a story for another time. We got engaged 3 months after we met on February 25th. Somebody did ask for our proposal story. I'd like to give a shout out to my best friend. I'm not going to name drop. She knows who she is. She, helped KJ plan the proposal on her birthday. So she pretty much gave
up
her birthday. So, would you like to tell how you proposed?
It was behind this place.
You can say
no free ads.
No free ads.
No free ads. Till they pay us.
And then we'll revisit the proposal story.
Yeah, we'll come back to it. Basically, this friend took you out all day, got your nails done, got all dressed up and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was there at this place with a couple other people. Just made it look all nice and cute.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got there. I proposed.
The rest
happy ever after.
Yeah. And
then people showed up.
Said friend failed to mention that I had a giant hole in the back of my shirt that is showing in most of the pictures. Still bitter.
I didn't even know that.
Okay. Let's move on. KJ, What is one of your hidden talents?
Are we skipping this one?
I'm just like flopping around.
Oh. You're going to lose me then.
Just hidden talents.
My hidden talent is I can juggle.
What can you juggle?
Oh, I can spin a pillow on my finger.
That is true.
For a solid.
You've hit me in the face before.
On purpose.
No comment. Okay. And my hidden talent, I guess we'll just kind of bounce back and forth. You answer it, then I answer it. My hidden talent, and this is in no way a subtle flex because honestly it's kind of a burden sometimes, but I can spell any word ever. I mean, actually, I take that back. I have to have seen the word at least once in my life before, and then I can spell it. You know, like if you just throw a word at me and I've never seen it before, I can probably make a very educated guess. But if I've seen a word once in my life, I will never not be able to spell it, no matter how big. And that very much comes in handy in nursing school, so.
Spell hysterectomy.
H-Y-S-T-E-R-E-E-C-T-O-M-Y. That was not a double E. I hesitated. It's E-C-T-O-M-Y.
I have no way of checking that.
I spelled it right. I can see it in my head. It's like a photographic memory thing.
And you're just a nurse?
What made you think of hysterectomy? Do you want me to get a hysterectomy?
Not yet.
Oh my gosh.
We need a couple kids.
No. Anyways, next question. You pick one.
Well, I'm just going to go in order because I don't have
okay, do
anything
it.
To Marcus with. Babe, what do you expect / want from doing this podcast?
I want
money, A.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
That's not why I went into it
why
I was excited, but obviously that's like
it's a perk.
I just think it's a fun thing for you and I to do together.
Right.
Instead of laying on the couch.
On the couch watching
lots
of TV.
Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
Do you have any extra answers to that question?
For those of you that know me, know that I probably say 10 words a day, max. So
you're hoping this will increase this your socialization abilities?
Maybe. So this is just like a scary, fun thing to do. I think most people should do fun, scary things.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I guess I'll go in order then if you're going to force my hand.
I can't keep track of this.
I'm just kidding. What's your favorite part of starting a podcast?
For me, it was, so like we mentioned earlier, I'm a 40-year-old man,
mm-hmm.
and
I can confirm.
Give you a good example. At work, I delivered diapers for a hospice, and I had like 8 boxes on this cart that I take into these facilities, and you know the gutters in the middle of the road?
Mm-hmm.
Like
the ones where Pennywise lives?
No, they're in the middle of the road. So like it's like in a
parking
lot.
Like a manhole?
No, it's in the parking lot, so it leads out to the other gutters. Anyway, it's a divot.
Oh, okay.
And so I busted the front 2 wheels on my cart.
I've never heard this story before.
And so I was super bummed because I had to carry all those boxes. But the next day, I got the company credit card, went and bought a new cart. I was ecstatic. I was so excited.
Ecstatic.
Egg-static.
Egg.
Egg-static.
Ecstatic.
Buying this cart. And I love my cart. I love my job now. I hated it.
Because of a cart?
Because I got a new cart.
You're 40.
So basically.
Your age just went from 40 to 52, just so you know.
It might.
So make note of that.
Well, now, going back to the question, my favorite part was buying and researching like mm-hmm. podcast equipment.
Yeah.
Low-key, it was really
fun. I saw
fun.
Your eyes light up like it was Christmas Day when you pressed order with all this stuff.
I know.
Okay. Pet peeves. What's your general pet peeve? Not
Did
about
you answer
me.
That one?
No, not yet.
What's your favorite part about starting a podcast?
Oh, I'm sorry. Shoot. I really, really enjoyed our little photo shoot. I thought it was fun.
That was fun.
You know me, anything photography is like right up my alley. It's my jam. So I like
Regan's a wedding photographer, if you didn't know.
Yeah. And I mean, we're not going to lie to you. The background was not originally mustard yellow. We edited that, and that was fun for me. I got to mess around with it in Photoshop and turn it yellow, and it was really fun. Okay, pet peeves. Sorry.
Well,
just name one.
My biggest pet peeve is snowbirds, because I drive around all day for work, and now that
you might need to explain what a snowbird is to somebody who doesn't live in Arizona.
Are people who live where it's cold and snowy in their original states, they move down here for Arizona to because Arizona.
Because they can't handle cold and
because
snowy.
Because it's not cold and snowy here in the winter. Mm-hmm. So now they're all moving back, so I'm going to have...
But the reason that they're so annoying is because they drive...
horrible drivers.
2 miles an hour in
they
a
go,
35.
They go about... Seven, at least
they
seven
don't
under.
Look before they merge.
They don't look
when
before
I was
merge.
Just with your sister. Mm-hmm. One of them almost merged into her, and I looked yeah. over. It was a total snowbird. She was driving like one of those super old like Cadillacs,
like
that
Wisconsin license
sure
plate.
Didn't get to see her license plate, but I looked over. She just merged. She was drinking out of a water bottle, merged over, and almost clipped
wasn't
the end
water.
Of your sister's car. Can't name drop. I almost said her name. Shout out to KJ's sister.
Yeah, it's bad. I've seen several times. There's definitely an old person car turning left from not the left turn lane.
Not the left turn.
The left turn lane expands an extra lane in the
winter.
We
think that doctors, I mean, as a nursing student, they encourage you to look at problems with the medical system in general and find ways to fix them. And I think as a 65-plus-year-old seeing your primary care physician, they should be screening you for issues with driving.
You should get your license renewed every year after a certain age.
After a certain age, yeah. You need to at least retake the driving test every, I don't know, one
well, I think you need
every year is a little excessive.
I think you need to see a doctor every year.
Oh,
but
I mean, that's encouraged anyways.
Oh, well, yeah. You don't have to, but that should be
just
part of it.
Just because you don't go to the doctor every year.
I don't have to. I'm a young lad.
Watch, you're probably dying of something and you don't know it. I'm not going to put that into the
imbalance.
Universe. Okay. My pet peeve. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
I'm like, my blood pressure is going up just thinking about this. People who don't use proper grammar. If you don't understand the difference between your and your, two, two, and two, there and there, and just basic English language, like functionality, don't speak. Or don't, I don't know, I'm getting so...
You have a shirt.
I do, I have a shirt that says I'm silently correcting your grammar. It makes me seem like the biggest on my high horse biatch. We're going to have to cut that out, even though I didn't say the word. But honestly, like you already heard me correct KJ saying ecstasy. Ecstatic.
Ecstasy? Wow.
So, I don't know, sometimes I wonder how KJ's still married to me because I correct him 3 or 4 times a day. And I wonder if it makes him feel...
I still make mistakes, so I mean, I'm just...
Yeah. Just maybe you're just trying to keep my
brain
going.
Just trying to blow
going.
It over. Just... All right,
okay.
Babe.
All right. Well, next. Ask me the one that's next. All
right. Pet peeves that my spouse does.
Okay. KJ, from the time he wakes up until about 2 hours after he's been awake, sneezes. I don't know. What? Safe guess. What would you say?
In the morning?
In the morning.
10 times before I...
But 10 times before you even walk out of our bedroom.
No.
Yes.
10 times before I get to the gym.
That is underselling it. But, okay. You know what? We're going to get some guests on here. KJ's brother and his fiance, because they took a trip with us to New Mexico, and they counted how many times KJ sneezed on the road trip home from New Mexico back to Arizona. And I think he got up to 30. And they counted how many times I sneezed too, because I had allergies, but I think I only contributed 2 or 3 sneezes. So that's 27 times in 6 hours.
Maybe.
And I feel like that's...
That sounds right.
Yeah. I mean, I remember when we were engaged, KJ Snapchatted me one morning and said, I've been awake for 30 minutes and I've already sneezed 9 times. So.
Yeah, we don't know what's wrong.
And I hate to sound like a super bratty wife who can't stand that her husband sneezes, but after you've been married to somebody for almost 2 years and you have to hear this loud, like, guttural sneezing 9 times first thing in the morning.
Well, usually you're out the door before me
okay.
nowadays.
Yeah, it's been better since I started school, but on the days that I'm with you the whole day, I just want to, I don't know, I want to do some research on where sneezing comes from, and I want to cut that lobe of your brain out. So
do I.
So what's your pet peeve that I do?
All right. I think a lot of people will relate to this one, unless it's just a you thing.
It might be just a me
but
thing.
But Reagan, so let's classify the sizes of trash. You have small wrappers, and then you have like plastic plates. And then you might have something a little bigger than a plate that will fit in the trash can 100%, but you might, you know, touch the sides. Anything remotely that big, Reagan will just leave on top of the trash can.
Wait, you had to clarify that we have a trash can that has like a closed lid.
It has
lid.
A lid and it lifts okay, open.
Okay,
so
can
flat.
I defend myself?
No.
Why?
You go ahead.
I will leave it on top if I think it won't fit in the trash can. Or like with the Chipotle bags, I think we can put trash in those and then use that as like an extra little trash bag.
But
I'm not going to. You're no. right. I do. I'm. It's
you
just.
You could force those in there. You don't have to force them that hard. Most okay, of the time, right. it's just like a.
All right, I'll take it.
A little nudge down okay. to the bottom.
All right, KJ. Share some of your fears with us. Maybe just like one.
The scariest thing that's ever happened to me?
No, your fears. Scariest thing that's ever happened to you is next.
Oh, fears? I hate dancing. I hate... There was a time, maybe 2 weeks ago, a month ago, I would have been like, yeah, maybe I'll go... I'll dance.
When was that?
I don't
that?
Know. But something happened recently where I'm like...
I begged you to go salsa dancing with
anti,
me.
It was before that. I decided, like, I probably will never dance in public ever again. And you just happened to ask me when you wanted to go salsa dancing.
I accept that salsa dancing is a huge leap from never wanting to dance to shaking your hips to that Latina fire. Anyways.
But we compromised, right?
Yeah. I mean, we're going country dancing. So, my fears now?
Duh.
Okay. This is ridiculous. Did you just catch
I
that
just
bug?
I caught that bug.
Ew. I would make you get up to go wash your hands, but then I'd be left here talking into a microphone by myself. Okay, so lakes. Do I need to explain myself any further?
Yes.
Okay. All right. We have this big lake close to us, and it's pretty popular for wake surfing, wakeboarding, water skiing, swimming, whatever. And once I was old enough to remember, because my family used to go a lot when I was younger, and then we went through like a 10-year time span where we never went anymore. We just like didn't have a boat. And then I got to high school and I had friends that had boats, and so they started inviting me. And the first time I went back as a teenager, I remember jumping into the water and literally panicking, like all over physical manifestation of fear and just dread. Yeah. anyways. So, yeah, I don't know what it is. The lake is it's Saguaro Lake. It's very dark and it's very green and you can't see like one if you look down you can see like maybe your belly button down and then it fades and you can't see your feet. And yeah, I don't know. It's kind of weird. Like I'll talk to myself in my head like the whole time before I'm about to jump in. I'll be like, "You're fine. It's just a lake. You can go swimming. It's fine." But the whole first 30 seconds that I'm in the water, I'm hyperventilating, splashing around like I'm going to drown, like yeah. swimming like a bat out of hell trying to get back to the boat. Like, and then like after about 30, 45 seconds, I'll calm down. But even when I go like wake surfing and I fall and I'm waiting for the boat to come back, I have to be like breathing deep and like telling myself, "You have a life jacket on. There's nothing in this lake that's going to bite you." And so I have
except for the lake bears.
Can I tell a story about a boy that kissed me while I was mid panic attack in the lake?
Was it me?
No.
Okay, then yes.
Well, I kind of already told the story. Basically, we like for my birthday, we went to the lake and I jumped in, had a panic attack. It was pitch black outside. So this is just like adding on to this fear and I'm freaking out. And he's like, "Well, this would be a good time to make out with her." Comes up, grabs me, starts kissing me. And I'm like,
oh. "Get off me."
Anyways. Okay.
I didn't know you kissed other boys.
No, yeah, you're right. I waited my entire life to kiss a boy until I met you.
That's the way it should be.
That's not true. Okay. Scariest thing that's ever happened to you. This one's funny.
Yours is funny?
Wait, no, neither of ours are funny.
I don't know
where I got that. I'm sorry. Yours is not funny at all. Go ahead.
So I moved to Arizona right before high school, like 2 weeks before high school started.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It was something like it. And then from Texas. So, yes, I am from Texas.
Well, and there's more of a backstory on why that was
yeah,
scary for you guys.
Parents
but
split up, so we just moved out here.
It was rough.
Like 90% of my family lives out here.
Mm-hmm.
So it was easy, but it was still scary because yeah. high school's scary.
Well, and there was drama going on, too.
Well, yeah. There's always drama.
Yeah. Okay. Scariest thing that's ever happened to me. A month and a half before our wedding, KJ and I, my family had a trip to San Diego planned out, and we go Saturday to Saturday, and usually my family wakes up at like 8, leaves for California at like 9 or 10, gets there like, what, 4 or 5-ish, and then just kind of like that whole Saturday is wasted. And that year, KJ and I were in summer school, and we had to be back for school early, so we couldn't stay the whole week. And so we decided we would leave super early Saturday morning and drive separate from my family so that we could have a beach, like an extra beach day. And so we woke up like 4 and we left. And 6 hours goes by, we get into San Diego, and we get a call. And it's my mom, and she said, you guys might have to turn around. And she said, in Maricopa, which is what, an hour?
Yeah.
Like an hour into the road trip, my grandma went into cardiac arrest and stopped breathing in the shotgun seat of my aunt's car. And they had to, like, pull over on the side of the road. My aunt, like, dropped the seat down, kind of like Bad A style. I'm, like, really proud of my aunt for this because I didn't know she even knew, like, CPR. And she started, like, doing compressions on her in the shotgun seat with her 10-year-old, 8-year-old, 5-year-old, and 3-year-old watching. And long story short, my grandma was rushed by ambulance to, like, a dinky little hospital out in Maricopa and then life-flighted to the Mayo Clinic and was, like, dead, like, down and out.
One of the nurses told you guys.
Yeah, one of the nurses that worked at... Maybe she was life-flighted to a Banner hospital. I think she was transported to Mayo once she was stable. She was life-flighted to a hospital.
I thought she had surgery at Mayo.
She did. But that day, I'm pretty sure she went to a Banner hospital or like a Dignity. I don't know. One of the hospitals around here. Because my aunt's friend that told them that she was dead worked there in the labor and delivery unit. So, yeah, one of my aunt's friends worked at that hospital and heard that she was coming in and like went down and looked and... didn't see anything good. I guess my grandma was like completely blue and anyways, it was bad. This is very interesting for me because we're both in like the medical side of it. So of course you're going to hear some like medical details, but anyways, she pretty much died, but then they brought her back and it was a long summer. She recovered enough to be kind of a part of our wedding. Oh, but anyways, the reason it was the scariest thing that's ever happened is because KJ and I were in San Diego. Like, we were 15 minutes from the beach. We had made it all the way there. We weren't even married yet. We were still engaged. Like, we were by ourselves in California. And everybody told us, you know what, stay put. Like, go to the beach, relax, and we'll let you know what's going on. There's no relaxing. And so we went, and we just waited. And it wasn't very easy to get a hold of people because they're in the hospital. They're waiting for news. And at one point my mom called me and she's like, even if she does survive, she's gonna be a vegetable. And it was literally horrifying. And we couldn't get into the condo yet, the place that we were staying, because it wasn't 4 o'clock and that was what time
the password.
She had the password. Like, my grandma is the one who rents the condo for us, and so she had the code to get in. And so we're literally just stuck. I mean, we had money so we could get food, but it's like we had nowhere to go but the beach. And I mean, that's not the worst place to be stuck, but it was horrible. We got in like our first fight on that day because we were so stressed.
Yeah, we barely counted as a fight.
Yeah, it was that stupid bag. but there was one more thing I wanted to say about that.
This is bad.
I already talked about how she was going to be like a vegetable, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it was a mess. Oh, and the reason that it's like such a big deal, because I mean, people have grandparents die all the time, but she's my only grandparent. Like, literally. I have... her ex-husband is technically my grandpa, but I only see him on Christmas and, like, maybe my birthday, and he's kind of not super present. And then my grandparents on my dad's side, my grandma has been dead for... crap, how old am I? I'm 20. She's been dead for 15 years. I barely got to know her. And then her husband is even more detached than my grandpa on the other side. So my grandma is the only grandparent I have, and she is so involved in all of our lives and is like incredible.
Oh, she's awesome.
We'll probably have her on the... oh, that's not good. We'll probably have
her at our house for 10 days.
Yeah, she did let us move into our house for 10 days, but we'll probably have her on the podcast at some point because she was the first female chief of police in Arizona, and she's has seen some wild crap. Hey. She is an amazing human, and I'm so glad she's alive. Like, so glad.
Me too.
Anyways, let's move on from that. Do you want to ask me that one since it's kind of directed to me?
Since you're amazing and a phenomenal photographer, I said that.
No, you didn't.
And you're also in nursing school. I imagine that's pretty stressful, isn't it, babe?
Mm-hmm.
I can see you're stressed.
Is that a fat joke?
No. How do you de-stress and spend time with me, your hubby?
Well, first of all, I know who asked me this question, but I just want to let her know.
I asked you the question.
No, you didn't. Somebody sent this into our Instagram.
I just asked it.
Okay, but okay, stop. Thank you. You're very kind. So obviously nursing school is rough. Being a photographer is not, though. It's time consuming and it's a job, but I love every second of it. And so I wouldn't even consider being a photographer stressful, but it is stressful to manage time between going to photo shoots, editing, scheduling, taking, like, sending emails back, managing social media.
On top of school.
On top of nursing school.
And making sure I'm fed.
Yeah, and fed in more ways than one.
Ha ha.
Audible so wink. How do I... I feel like it would be like a bing.
We'll learn how to do sound effects.
No, we won't. How do you de-stress and spend time with KJ? I take baths.
A lot of baths.
Last weekend I was alone all day Saturday. Long story about why, but I took 3 baths. Like, I took one in the morning, amazing. And then a couple hours later I was like, I'm bored. And I went and took another bath. And then a few hours later I was like, I'm still bored. And I went and took another bath.
I think you're a mermaid.
Mermaids are too, like, basic.
Oh.
Anyways, yeah, I take baths. I start podcasts with my hubby.
To de-stress.
To de-stress.
This is the easy part. We haven't even learned how to edit.
Yeah.
Or do all the other stuff to make this.
Yeah. Well, and honestly, sometimes editing is, like, editing photos is stress relieving. Because
I feel like that's the most stressful.
No,
I couldn't
it's
just
fun.
Sit there and pick, like, oh, this picture looks good.
I
this
love
picture
it,
looks good.
I love watching
I don't like
it.
This one. I would miss stuff. Like, I wouldn't even look at their eyes. Like, I would send
I
them one where they're both their eyes are closed.
You saw me do that? Oh, I see what you mean.
I'd do that on accident because I wouldn't be paying attention.
I mean, it's definitely when you're that nitpicky, like, if you're, but I've done it for so long that it's second nature to me now.
Right.
And I can look at a photo and be like, that's useful or that's not useful in, like, a nanosecond. But no, editing is really fun. It's, like, it's very interesting to watch a photo go from, like, the unedited version just come to life. But... let's see, how are we doing on time? Okay, we have like 15 minutes. So
good.
Anyways, thank you again for calling me amazing and phenomenal photographer. I don't take that lightly. It makes me feel good. So,
should be.
What?
You're the bomb.
Fist bump. Thanks, babe.
Boom.
Love you. Okay, KJ, what's your favorite date that you've had with me?
Favorite date.
Or like just
we've. Date or can we substitute with trip?
Sure, that works.
Because we've been on a lot of trips.
Mm-hmm.
As much as you probably want me to say Disneyland, probably not Disneyland.
I was really hoping you'd say Disneyland.
Disneyland's fun.
Okay.
But I've never been like a Disneyland
then
person.
What was your favorite trip with me?
Our honeymoon. Puerto Vallarta.
Yeah, okay.
All of it.
All right.
Was amazing.
Can we segment that into the second question? What was your honeymoon like?
Oh. Didn't even see that one.
Yeah.
Yes.
This person sent in the question that says, what was your honeymoon like with a winky face? So we know what they want to hear, but we're not about to give the listeners what they want to hear.
No.
Just kidding. We will.
Children might be listening.
We're not divulging. The last time we divulged sexual details, it was spread to the entire office. Are we cutting that out?
I don't know.
No. I just called somebody out and I want them to hear it. Because we need to chat. Okay. Our honeymoon was in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. KJ's dad has a timeshare down there, and it's literally the size of a small city.
Awesome.
Lots of pools, lots of poolside bars that you just, like, swim up to. We got super drunk. Kidding.
Virgins.
The nervous laugh that we both just did at the exact same time. Yeah, so did you just say we were both virgins?
Virgin pina coladas.
Okay. I was going to say, you can't lie on podcasts.
Well, never mind. I was going to say we were.
But not on our honeymoon.
But not on our honeymoon.
Anyways. Yeah, we drank lots of pina coladas. I don't think we either of us tried a different drink the entire time.
No.
We burned our feet on the sand a lot, watched the sunset.
Nice beaches, warm water.
The maids walked in on us while we were in the shower.
Mm-hmm.
That was rough.
That was funny.
Slept in a lot. I think the day that we got to Mexico, we got there at like, what, 5? We went to bed at like 7:30 and didn't wake up till noon the next day. Because the exhaustion from our wedding day and waking up early to get to the airport and just the humidity in Mexico, I think we just literally passed the hell out.
It was nice.
The heck
out. I don't think I slept that long since.
Yeah. And that bed was huge. Like, it was like a cow king.
And it was a Mexico king.
A Mex king?
Close.
No, exactly. It's California king shortened is cow king. So if it's a Mexican king, it's a Mex king. Roll with it.
Next question.
Yeah. Did we? Okay.
What's your favorite?
My favorite
trip slash date.
I'm going to share our secret about Fat Cats. No free ads, but we're basically doing a free ad right now. Fat Cats in Gilbert. I think they're building one in Mesa. I think.
Yeah.
There's one in Idaho as well. It's a theater plus an arcade plus a bowling alley plus Goofy Golf. We go there every Tuesday because they mail out these coupons and it's free large popcorn with purchase of 2 movie tickets. And
do you want to explain how we get a lot of these coupons?
Let me finish our secret first and then I will. And then on Tuesdays, all the movies are $5 a ticket, no matter what movie, no tax. It's $5 flat. So Tuesday nights,
plus
we bought the loyalty cups. Yeah. So we have the loyalty cups that cost $1.50 to refill. So $10 for tickets plus $3 for drinks plus free popcorn equals entire date night for $13. So
pretty great.
Yeah. And KJ would like me to share how we have stockpiled a billion of these coupons. Our neighborhood keeps a recycle bin right by the mailbox because we have a community mailbox. So whenever I go to get our mail and I find this like book of coupons that carries this Fat Cats coupon, I don't want to undersell this. I literally dumpster dive through this trash can.
It is hilarious.
People have driven past me before and they're probably like, did she lose something in there? Like, is her engagement ring at the bottom of this trash can? Like, what is she doing?
And there's like three.
Oh yeah.
Different.
There's three different mailbox locations. Like community
mailbox
to each
locations.
One. Yeah.
Throughout
so
our neighborhood.
Last month we collected maybe 20 and there's 2 coupons on each page. So we have 40 of them. So if any of you live in Gilbert and you want a coupon,
we can double. We got your popcorn.
Yeah, we'll double. We'll get your popcorn. I don't even want to say we'll pay for your popcorn because we won't. We'll pay for it in dumpster diving.
There you go.
The effort that I put into dumpster diving. Anyways. Okay, 3 more. The last one is not on here, but I just remembered it. So I'll just ask you. What's the dumbest way you've been injured?
I served an LDS mission. I went to England, the Birmingham, England mission. Shout out to my mates.
Your mates, there it is.
My mates. And so I was not fortunate enough to drive a car on the other side of the road. So I had a bike. And I was riding my little bike on the sidewalk past this school. And so it was an open driveway to the road. And I was kind of looking down, so I don't really know whose fault this was. But this car pulled out in front of me, right? And I didn't have good brakes, because...
I feel like it's the car's fault.
Who has time to get brakes on a bike? So I put my foot down as hard as I could, but I still ran right into the side of the car. And I flipped over my handlebars and slid down the hood of the car. Hilarious. And this lady, it was just like a young girl. She was like 22. She comes like, "Oh, are you okay?" It's like, "Yeah, I think I'm fine."
Why did you voice this 22-year-old as a 65-year-old?
That's
are you okay?
That's my English accent.
Oh, okay.
I don't have one.
Why didn't you do a real English accent?
Because I don't have one.
Do it for the people.
I can't do accents. I didn't have one when I was there.
Are you okay?
There you go.
Can we cut that?
No. And then that was basically about it. And then she tore off.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't.
Wait, so were you injured?
No, I just
but I asked
slid down the car. I scuffed my elbow.
Okay, that's fine. Wait, I thought all bikes had a built-in brake system when you push back on the pedal. Doesn't that stop it?
No, those are little kid bikes, babe. These are grown bikes.
Excuse you.
And they have brakes on the handlebar.
But you didn't have any, or they just didn't work very well?
Little both.
Jeez.
It's the Wild West out there.
Okay.
So how's your turn?
Okay. The dumbest way I've been injured?
You've been injured.
Okay. There's video proof of this. I've never seen it, but, and hopefully the person who recorded this video is listening so that Please. She can send it to me and we can post it on the Decent People Podcast Instagram. I was shooting a wedding and it was the dance party part of the night and most of the guests were hilariously drunk.
I know you're kidding.
And so me, the videographer, my second shooter, and the videographer's second shooter were just kind of having a good time. And there were only like two guests out on the dance floor. So the videographer turned her video camera on me. And being the person that I am, I decided to take the opportunity to dance. And I dabbed as hard as I could, like back and forth. So like I went... dab to the left, dab to the right.
Like a sophomore in high school dabbing.
Yeah, but I like when I say I dabbed, I don't mean I just did it once. Like I went back, forth, like hitting each side repeatedly. And I just whipped my head so hard. And like I remember in that moment, I was like, ooh, that hurt my brain a little bit. And then I woke up the next morning and I was like, that hurt my brain a lot. Like I had a concussion. And so I texted the videographer and I was like, I just want to let you know you have video footage of me giving myself a concussion by dabbing. And I've still never seen the video. So
you need to get this video.
I'll message her again. But I don't right now. I don't know if she archived the footage or not. But literally it's close up too. So you'll be able to see me just go boom, 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 boom. So that's the dumbest way I've ever injured myself.
It's a yeah.
Yeah.
That classifies.
I think that's worse than you hitting a car / getting hit by a car.
I definitely hit the car.
At least you can admit it.
She tore off, though. She was afraid.
Was it a hit and run?
Kind of. I wasn't going to do anything. What was I going
to
do?
Okay. What is something you've always wanted to try but have been scared to do?
Heroin. Just kidding.
We both pause. Not okay. We do not endorse any recreational drug use.
No.
Unless it's with us. I'm kidding. Yikes. We don't endorse anything with anybody.
Wow. I have no answer. That was my answer. Your turn. I'll go last.
Okay. You're going to laugh.
I'm going to laugh anyway.
I always wanted to try wasabi.
Wait.
I'm too scared.
You're scared?
After watching Cars 2 where Mater... where Mater mistakes wasabi as pistachio ice cream and starts shoveling it into his mouth and then, like, ruins the entire party. I can't. Every time we go get sushi, I look at it and I'm like, come on, Regan, today's the day that wasabi deserves to be tried. You need to experience everything you can. You need to suck the marrow out of life on Earth by trying this wasabi. But I physically can't. It's like, it looks like a booger.
Yeah,
and it probably tastes like a spicy booger.
That worth it. Wasabi's not that good.
Can we make the name of this episode Spicy Booger?
Spicy Booger. All right. Write it down.
Okay. Answer.
We need to learn how to make titles.
Spicy Booger. What's something you've always wanted to try but have been too scared to do?
Skydiving.
Ooh,
that's kind of basic. But after we watched The Bachelor, Colton went skydiving. I'm like, I don't know if I want to go.
Why?
I don't know.
What happened?
I don't know. Nothing happened on there. But
okay.
Just like the idea of it. It's not jumping out of the plane. It's the before jumping out of a plane.
Yeah, the anxiety.
Watching
like
the video.
Me jumping off of a boat into a lake.
Getting dressed. No, because you're afraid of the actual in the lake. I wouldn't be afraid in the air. It would be getting to that point would be more scary than actually jumping out of the plane. So, like, the anticipation of jumping out of a plane.
It's like when I went and got my piercing.
Yeah.
Like, I'm freaking out as she's coming up to me with the piercing gun. But then the
totally
actual
fine.
Piercing itself was fine. Huh. That's got to be, like, something that's relative to human experience with everybody.
Oh, I'm sure.
Like, just the straight-up anticipation.
I'm not special.
Yes, you are. You're wearing a Pizza Planet shirt.
I am wearing a Pizza Planet shirt.
And we're going hot tubbing after recording this episode, and KJ told me before we started that he was going to go put a swimsuit on before we started recording so that he could feel cooler.
I just got to, I had to be in a better mood. I've been trying to figure
out. So a swimsuit helps you be in a better mood? Out.
Yeah.
All right. Uplifting swimsuits.
Try to figure out this whole system.
Positivity. Swimwear. Okay.
Merch.
Merch.
Coming.
No.
Soon.
We're not talking about merch. Okay. We have one more question. It's not on here, but, how do we budget?
We just spent money on podcast equipment. We don't budget very well.
But we do have a tool that we use to budget, and it is found in the... do I have to say the whole name now? The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
At least once.
That was people my get once. The point. I just said it. So yeah. That's all you're getting. We found it in the LDS Tools app. Our, like... Not temple prep, but like one of our Sunday school teachers. Yeah. We can, if people are interested in it, we can find it. We can post a link to it. It's very basic. It breaks things down very easily into like, here's what you're thinking you're going to make. Here's what you actually made. Here's what you need to spend. Here's what you actually spent. And then you can kind of see how much is left over or how much is not left over. But yeah.
That's about it. It's not too bad. Yeah. I have a thing on my phone. Where every time I get a paycheck, it automatically saves a certain amount.
Are you not doing a free ad for this app?
Of course not.
Because
no free ads.
Yeah. All right.
No free ads.
Okay. We're nearing the end of this episode. I feel like yes, that we are. Was,
it wasn't was too bad for our first ever talking to a mic.
We do have one more segment. Our quotes. Each at the end of each
episode. Oh, I don't have one.
Okay, but then I'll just read mine, and then you need to have one ready for our next episode. Everybody listening to this, I want you to message. Oh, okay. We're going to pause it.
And we're back.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So at the end of each episode, we're each going to read a quote, whether it be a funny quote, a Vine, a meme, an inspirational quote, whatever. It's just whatever we found that week that we really liked and we're like, let's toss this on the podcast. Mine is one of my favorite quotes of all time. I found it on Twitter. It's not even really a quote. It's kind of like somebody just tweeted this. And... I really like it. Actually, I want you to go first because yours is funny, and I want to end the podcast off on like an uplifting note. So read yours first.
So if anybody wanted to kind of understand my personality, free ad, you need to watch New Girl because Nick Miller is me. So. Oh, you have to laugh though.
Ha ha ha.
No, you have to be here and laugh.
I will. Hold
on. I'm pausing.
Okay.
And we're back again.
And we now have a third co-host.
We want to introduce our third co-host. His name is Walter.
Walter. He's sniffing the microphone.
I really hope you guys could hear him sniff the microphone.
I don't think they could. He doesn't make enough sound.
He is definitely the most handsome cat ever in the world.
Oh my gosh, I freaking love this cat so much.
We love him 90% of the time because he does bite when he gets a little hangry. And if we don't give him our food, he will bite an ankle.
Yep.
But he is very lovey. We love him.
He's sitting here. He wants to speak, but he's paralyzed with shyness. So, anyways, just know he's here. He's thinking of you all.
Get a little closer.
All right.
So, he will. You guys will see a lot of him on our Instagram, which we will plug later. Mm-hmm. But
back to Nick Miller.
Nick Miller is my spirit animal. And... this quote, I could read probably 100 of these, but I'm just going to read one. If we needed to talk about feelings, they would be called talkings. It's not that funny, but
no, it's hilarious. Love it. I can picture him in my head saying it.
If I sounded like him, this would work a lot better.
That's when him and Jess are dating.
Yeah.
And she's like,
they'd be called talkings.
Yeah. Okay.
We're big fans.
Yeah. There will be many a New Girl quote on this podcast. Okay, mine is from Twitter. His handle is at Hank R. Smith. Pretty sure he tweets a lot of like uplifting stuff, mostly related to the church. But this tweet says, my mother-in-law, aka one of the greatest people to ever live on this planet, used to say, sometimes you have to go out on the porch and tell the Lord that you can't keep going, and then you go back inside and you keep going.
There you go.
So,
mother-in-laws.
People out there, decent people out there. And crappy people out there, be better. Keep going. Even if you have to tell the Lord you can't keep going and then go back inside and just keep going.
Keep going.
you know, we're not going to pull a Dory on you, and we're not going to say, just keep swimming. We're going to say, keep going and keep being decent.
There you go. Keep being decent. And
do we need to say it at the same time?
We'll
do you think we're even smart enough to coordinate that?
No.
Ready? One, two, three. Keep being decent. Oh. Okay.
Go ahead and plug our Instagram, babe.
Okay. So our social medias, we've got at the Decent People Podcast. We don't have a Twitter yet. We have a Facebook, but it's not in use.
Nah.
KJ's Instagram is at KJRussell7, and that's...
Glad you knew that.
If you'd like me to spell KJ for you, it is...
I have been asked, how do you spell?
KJ. Not K dot J dot. It's just...
Not K-A-Y, J-A-Y.
Oh my gosh, that's heinous.
It is KJ.
Okay, KJ Russell. Russell has two S's, two L's. My Instagram is Reagan Russell, but my Russell has five L's because homegirl that has the Instagram tag Reagan Russell is inactive and won't answer my messages about purchasing the tag from her for $50.
$50?
First world problems. I have a Walter hair in my nose.
Anyway.
Can you see it?
No, I can't.
Okay.
And you can contact Reagan at Reagan Blake for all your photography,
babe. You trying to
no,
trying
not
to solicit
free,
me
for
free?
All your photography needs.
You can't say photography. Try it again.
Photography.
There you go. Yeah. So at Reagan Blake.
You guys get it. You get it.
And then feel free to DM us at the Decent People Podcast.
Yes.
Any ideas you have for future episodes?
Tell us how bad we did. How good we did.
Any criticisms, if you have any ideas for guest speakers that you want to hear from,
yes.
Or if you want to be on the show, if you have a story to tell, if you are a decent person.
Or you're
person.
Just hilarious. That'd be great.
Yeah. Yeah, we've got some good episodes planned. I think we should tease the next episode so that people will come back.
Yeah. I hope they come back.
They will. Okay, our next episode is going to be both of us doing one conspiracy theory.
Mm-hmm.
We're really trying to find like conspiracy theories that have not been covered by like Shane Dawson. Or like Kendall Ray or anybody who's super popular and might have like exposed you to these. So I've already found mine. I'm already doing research on it, and I can't find very many podcasts about it. I haven't seen very many YouTube videos about it, so many of you won't know what it is.
I have no idea what it is.
Yeah, it's going
to
be exciting. So KJ's going
to
find one, and it's going
to
be exciting, and I'm going to find a way to get this cat hair out of my nose.
I know. Hopefully, we have a couple more pieces of equipment coming that might clear up some of the sound, and hopefully we learn how to edit this and post it, because I have...
Cut that out. We're geniuses. Everything's
literally
perfect.
No idea.
We never do anything wrong.
I don't know what to do
after this. Cut that out. Be secure. Be proud. Be loud and proud.
Alrighty. Well, we need to come up with a sign-off. We will do that next time. But
I really think it should be keep being decent.
Keep being decent.
But we have to say it at the same time.
One, two, three. Keep
being decent.
Wow.
Goodbye.
Love ya.